Hey, you'll never guess who I bumped into recently. A good friend of yours. A really nice guy. I've met him before in your place, I think, ages ago. I can't believe he remembered me, because I didn't remember him at all. Wow, not until I heard him call my name, and then I was like, oh, it's that guy. We got talking, and it turns out that we have a lot in common. And we talked a lot about you, too. And he had a lot to say. And it was all good, of course, because, you know, you're a lovely person. Anyway, I found out he's into hypnosis, which is just crazy. Did you even know that? I didn't think that many people even knew about it outside of these stupid scenes in movies. And I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of into it too. It's actually pretty hot. I've always had a fascination with how the brain works and what makes people tick. And he was on the other side. He loved the idea of someone hypnotizing him. He said he found it really relaxing and calming, that it helped him sleep. And well, he had other reasons too, but we'll get onto that. I shouldn't say too much. He's great though. I can see why you get on so well with him. He's so sweet, charming, and just really easy company. Anyway, we ended up talking for ages over some Thai food, and I told him that I do hypnosis for fun. You know, just recreational stuff. And he asked me if I'd like to try it on him. And listen, I was reluctant at first, because I'm not that familiar with him. And I don't want to just try hypnosis on a stranger. But well, he looked at me with his puppy dog expression like I'd just taken his favourite toy away. And I just couldn't say no. I'm such a softie, aren't I? So, I told him I obviously wasn't going to hypnotise him in a Thai cafe. And he suggested his place. So, we went there. It was a really nice night. Not too cold. No clouds. Just starry and wonderful and dreamy. And we walked quietly. And I think he'd gotten nervous. I suppose I was too. The air was still. And I was excited, but you know, I didn't want to show it too much. I wanted it to seem like the most calm thing in the world. I wanted to be the calm, collected hypnotist he thought I was. He was clearly a little nervous though, and I could see that in his eyes. I told him to be calm, to not worry about anything. And before we even got to his place, I was letting him know that he could trust me. Entirely. That he was safe. That I wouldn't do anything he didn't want me to do. I was helping. And he was relaxing. Just letting my words drift over his ear. And soften things. Lessen the fear of being alone with me. It was different. Sure, we're acquaintances, but things moved. Fast. He was so eager, but, you know, a little afraid. I think we've all been there, but usually after a date. And I could have sworn he bumped into me on purpose, but I pushed the thought away and just told him it's okay. It's okay to relax, to let go of worries and doubt. And it's okay to be calm with me, to let me take the lead. To let my words guide your thoughts. And he was a little calmer then, as we arrived to his place. It's nice there, but a bit sparse. Typical bachelor pad, you know? So, we walked inside, and he offered to make me a drink. I just had a tea, you know? I wanted to be at my best if he wanted to be hypnotized properly. And he had the same thing. Just nice and relaxing. Just a warm drink to settle us both. It's okay to be nervous before you're hypnotized, I told him. It's perfectly natural to be anxious about giving up control to someone else. That is very normal. He nodded along, and I put a hand on his leg, and I told him, I'm going to put you into trance. And I'm going to ask you before that happens if you are okay with me playing a little. And he nodded. He said he was open to whatever. He just wanted to feel hypnotized, to let go, and to relax for somebody else. So, I started with a simple induction. I had him focus on his muscles, told him how tired he must be feeling after the long walk. Starting with his feet, his sleepy, aching feet, I had him tense the muscles, tighten them up, and take a deep breath too. Then release them, feeling the contrast between tension and relaxation. And he relaxed his calves in the same way. Tightened, then deep breath, then released. He was doing so well. Such a good, receptive subject. Trusting me to take him where he wanted to go, where he needed to go, to the depths of trance and beyond. But we weren't there yet. He wasn't quite done. So I had him tense up his thighs next, and he was so ready to follow my commands. I think he started before I even told him to. He knew what was coming, and he wanted it. And he took a slow, deep breath, and he let it out as he released all of that tension. And once his legs were deeply relaxed, and once his body was deeply relaxed, he was beginning to feel the same way, just drifting, floating on my words. As if he were becoming lighter with each breath out, with each release of tension in his muscles, as he relaxed a little deeper. And then I asked him to tighten his abs, to tense them up for me, and he did. Of course he did. And it was so easy for him to follow, so easy to follow my words. And he took a long, deep breath, and I told him to shut his eyes. And he released the breath with an exhale and let his abs soften and loosen. And he felt lighter, softer, and he felt the warmth of my presence, the hot breath from my mouth on his ear. As he fell steadily and slowly into a deep trance. And I said, sleep. And he did. And you can simply listen, and you can fall into a trance now, or maybe later, or whenever you feel ready, I told him. You only need to let me guide you down now. And let me take away all of that tension and all of that stress. And he did. He did as I told him, and clenched his chest, tightened up, and held that tension for a moment. And noted the feeling of that tension and the stress of it, and with that deep breath in and that exhale, the release, and he felt lighter again, just lighter and lighter, as if he were floating up in to my power, up and up in to the soft clouds of my control. And I told him now to tighten up his arms, to squeeze those muscles and breathe in, to hold it for just a moment and to feel that tension, and then finally release and let go. And he was so relaxed then, so deeply relaxed, body free of tension, mind drifting into blissful relaxation. And I was so pleased with him, with his response. And I took a moment to really look at him. And you know, he's a very attractive man. And then I had him clench his jaw and shut his eyes as tight as he could, clenching every muscle in his face, breathing in through his nose, holding, holding, and letting the knowledge that trance would come when he fully let go of all that tension in his body, and it would come to him. And release, and he did. He let go and he fell into a soft, gentle trance, a pleasant, empty state of freedom from stress, from tension. And he was just so very, very deep. But I wanted him to go deeper still, and I wanted him fully in my control. And I'll admit, I was getting quite excited by this point. So I got a little forward. I pushed things just a little bit further. He told me he wanted to play. So I told him that he was going to open up the buttons of his shirt. Each one in turn, all 8 buttons. Starting at the very top. And with each button he opened, that would be a step deeper into trance, until the shirt was fully open, and that would mean total, utter submission to the power of my hypnosis, to my words, to my control. And he nodded. He wanted it. He agreed to accept my power. And I had him start with that top button.
1 of 8.
And his head started to drop. And he felt so sleepy, obedient and relaxed. Almost like a doll. A rag doll. I told him to open up the next button.
2 of 8.
And he obeyed silently, doing what I commanded him, a toy for me to control. And I told him to open another.
3 of 8.
And deeper still, falling down deeper and deeper, letting go of that resistance and will, letting go of all the stress and tension. And just letting my words wash over him, and letting his mind slip away until I could speak directly to his subconscious. And I told him, next button,
4 of 8.
And he dutifully opened it. I was enjoying the sight of his chest now, a little bared. And his body was quite delicious to look at. He was so dazed, so controlled. His face blank, his mouth almost drooling. Next button, I said.
5 of 8.
And he went deeper again. Felt my control so complete. Felt my words like a vice gripping his thoughts. Only my words mattered from that point. Only me. Another button.
6 of 8.
And he was so deep now, lost in my words. His subconscious mind was wide open to me by then. Open to my words and suggestions. And I reminded him that he chose this. He wanted this. He practically begged for this. Second last button. 7 of 8. My God, he was so deep at this stage. So under my power. And I loved seeing it. I loved taking his mind from him so I could fill him up with my words, with my desires, with me, just me. And he wanted it too. He smiled at the idea and he nodded his head. Yes, yes, I want this. Yes, I want you. Last button, 8 of 8. And he was gone now. His mind had just stopped doing anything but listening to me. He was completely open. Open to anything I wanted from him. And anything I told him to do. He was completely, utterly, and totally in my power. He was mine. And I told him exactly what I wanted. I told him, I whispered into his ear, that he was going to be a good boy for me, a good toy, that he was going to obey my every command and do whatever I desired. And what I desired was a good toy that I could move and pose and play with, a doll that I could enjoy as I see fit. And he nodded, yes, he agreed, he wanted it too. So I told him to strip for me, and he did. He stood there and pulled off that shirt and let me see his tight, athletic body. He peeled off his jeans, and all that was left was a pair of tight jockeys. And he hesitated, so I reminded him what he wanted. He wanted to please me, to do as I commanded, to obey like a good toy. That was all he needed. Not much encouragement. Just enough to let go of his inhibitions and to give in to the need he had to be controlled, to be completely under the power of someone else, of me. And he pulled down those shorts and kicked them aside as he stood there, completely naked for me. And you know what I did next? I took his cock in my hand. Oh yes, and it was already stiff. So I started to stroke it gently and to tell him more of what I wanted. I am your master. You are my toy. Mine to play with. And he nodded, yes, master. He told me as I kept stroking him, pleasuring him as he groaned with delight, hypnotized and toyed with just as he wanted. And I watched those eyes roll up now into the back of his head as he stood there being pleasured by me. But I wanted more too. I wanted him to focus on me then. So I opened up my pants and I pulled out my hard cock and I had him stare at it. Look at your master's cock, I said. It's your job to pleasure it, to please me, to make me feel good. And if you do, then I will make you feel good too. And you know what he said. Yes, master. He said it without thinking at all. Just mindless obedience. He fell to his knees and he took my cock in his hands, stroking it up and down gently while looking deep into my eyes, before he opened his mouth. Go ahead, toy, I told him. Go ahead and take it into your mouth. And of course, he obeyed. My mindless, hypnotized toy had no inclination towards doing anything else. He was so happy to do as I commanded. And he sucked my cock so well. Oh, he was so very good at it. Using his tongue along my shaft, wrapping his lips around the tip, and sucking, oh, so perfectly. And running his tongue around in circles, around and around, as his hand stroked me. But it wasn't enough, no. I wanted more. I wanted to truly control him. So I moved away and sat down, and I had him crawl to me on his hands and knees. Good toy, I told him. Crawl to your master. And he did. He crawled on all fours like a dog chasing a stick. And I guess that's what he was. And the stick was my cock. And I grabbed the back of his head and I told him that I would be coming deep inside his mouth. And he nodded with an open, eager, blank expression, utterly controlled, loving every moment. And then I shoved him down onto my cock and thrust deep down his throat. And I moved him up and down and up and down, making sure he knew the rhythm I wanted to feel. And he matched it soon. And I was able to stop moving him as he continued to move himself up and down on my hard cock as he bobbed up and down and up and down. And I felt the pleasure of his mouth, his warm, wet, needy mouth. And I wanted nothing more than to pump my full load down his slutty toy throat. But I held back and I waited, because I wanted him to get used to this position, on his knees, for his master, because I wanted to be able to use him again. And that meant conditioning him to associate pleasure with pleasuring me. So I had him jerk off as he sucked me. I told him how good it felt to please his master, and that my pleasure was his pleasure. And I pulled him close, roughly controlling him, owning him, taking him as my property. And he was fully my toy at this point, stroking his cock on his knees like a mindless toy that he had become. He was so deeply entranced, so lost in my words, that even as I became lost in the pleasure, as my breathing became ragged and short, and I was just speaking in loose sentences now. You are my toy. You belong to me. You ache to please me. You exist to serve. You want to obey. You are mine. And he was lapping it up as I bucked up and down, thrusting down his throat, making him gag and drool, his eyes so empty, his mind so blank. And he was being programmed for obedience, for pleasure, becoming a toy I could use again and again and again. And that's what I told him, that you'll be like this every time we're alone, a mindless happy toy, so eager to serve and please your master, happy to obey, to suck and fuck and stroke. I told him he could come as soon as I did, and that good toys only come when their owner does. And he happily obliged me. He sucked harder. He let me pull him by the hair until he was leaning over my cock, and I was literally pumping into him, pushing myself deeper into him, over and over and over, hitting the back of his throat as he grabbed and pumped his own cock in time, making sure our rhythm was the same. He made such wonderful sounds, soft, happy moans, and deep, guttural gulps as he tried so hard to pleasure my hard, throbbing cock. He could taste my leaking pre-cum as he serviced me, and I used him as any toy, roughly, like something disposable, not a person, but an object, a sexual object. Because that's all he had become. Just a brain-dead hypno-slave. A mindless, empty, blank slate that I was programming into a pleasure drone. A service slut. My toy. My mindless, broken, cock-sucking toy. And then I came. I gushed hard into his throat, and he swallowed it with a smile as he exploded on the floor between his legs. He came for me then, in that moment, and he was branded as mine, my toy, my obedient slut. He was perfect. He was mine. His pleasure was my pleasure, and my pleasure was his pleasure. He was my perfect, obedient, eager toy, and he always will be now. And he sucked me dry, drained every last drop, and he barely wanted to let my cock leave his mouth as he fell back and sat there, dazed, in post-orgasmic bliss, with a trickle of cum rolling down his chin. I told him to lick it up, and he did, every last drop, and he thanked me for taking him as my own, for turning him into my toy. And I commanded him to go to bed and to rest, naked, as I stripped bare and lay beside him. And he woke the next morning, and I was gone, of course. He woke up and back to the real world, to full conscious thought, but he could still taste me on his tongue. I know he was getting hard the moment he woke up, thinking about how I had claimed him as my own. And as he woke up now, eyes open, wide awake and aware, and he was wide awake for me now. And once he was awake, the memories flooded back, and so did the little post-hypnotic suggestion I'd left him with. I made him send me a picture of his hard, pulsing cock, that cock that now belongs to me. And I sent him a reply. "Good toy," I said. "See you soon." So I did quite enjoy meeting that friend of yours. And now, well, now I wonder, would you like me to try hypnotizing you?